views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And we have a live show for you today, December the 30th, 2016 is the last Friday, the last weekday of the calendar year of 2016. And I just want to thank you all for being a part of this show and being here with us. We truly, truly do appreciate you. And before we get going into today's show, if you'd like to call in at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We'll have open lines today. We will actually talk about, I would like to know from you guys, what's some of the significant events for you, for Black Talk Radio Network, what you learned here on Black Talk Radio Network, or just some things that you thought were very significant in 2016, that calendar year. And what do you think is going to be some things as major events, or some things that you're looking forward to, or some things that you're anticipating going forward? So speak your overall harmonic frequency and let's see how powerful you truly are. Because when you do that, you'll see that most people, depending on who you are, will speak from a sense of sincerity and the truth. And I think that's so, so very important. So would like to know from you. As we have open line today, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. If you called into the show before, call back in. If you've never called into the show before, would love to hear from you and introduce ourselves and to meet you by hearing your beautiful resonance of sincerity, because I know that's who you all are. So give us a call at any time, 866-510-9025. But before we get going, everyone, it's so important that we continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, which you already know, because Black Talk Radio Network is expanding, is growing, it's acquiring more listeners, it's becoming more influential, it's becoming more relevant, it is becoming what you all have insisted that it would be, and that would be to grow. And in that those growth, there are some things that need to be taken care of in order to facilitate that growth. And one of the things is that Scotty needs to have the appropriate servers, the appropriate Black Talk Radio Network needs to have the appropriate servers, the appropriate equipment, as well as Scotty, in order to maintain the overall the traffic, and keep it the way that you have known it to be, but to make it even better. So if you could give some of your financial energy, you can easily go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and there you'll see the donation button that is on the far right-hand corner in green. If you would just give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow into which you want it to really to be. And that is going to happen by your overall participation and giving of your energy, just as you would give energy to anything else. So very important. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet that you may know about or you may not know about, known as BTR Community, and you can easily find it by going to www.btrcommunity.com. And once you're there, you can join for $24 a year, and you will have social media access. And the reason, the best part about this social media platform is that you don't have to worry about your information being sold to any bidder for any reason. So definitely, if you would do that, that would be great, and you can promote yourself, your business, some events that you think are relevant and important, and you can make comment and just have your overall your regular social media activities that you like to engage in. You could do that with Black Talk Radio Network in the BTR community. You could also find that on the website, and that's $24 a year for that. So definitely sign up. It will definitely help, and then that way we can all stay abreast on what's going on within our individually, as far as our families and the overall community at large. So let's jump into today's show. And today's show, as I said, is going to be open. You can call in at any time about anything, but I would like to know from you just with some of the major events. I'll give you my major, what I thought was some major events, and it was a couple of them, but I think there was one that overshadowed them all for me, and the importance of it, and we'll do that. But there's some things that are going on that I want to just to bring to your attention, and hopefully I will post it inside of What's in the News as soon as it uploads. As you all know, my service is a little slow here where we are, but let's check out this. A very important one, or it could not be important, but I think it's significant, especially for the climate and the atmosphere and the way that the energy is going. You may not heard of, or you may have heard of, the Bilderberger Group. Well, the Bilderberger Group meets annually, and they meet periodically throughout the year, and there's all kinds of speculations and all kinds of stories about what goes on in the Bilderberg Group, from Bohemian Grove to their annual meetings that they have, and the Bilderberg is a bunch of people that are so-called, some people would classify them as the powers to be, or representing of the powers to be, and, you know, that type of thing, where they go and they meet and they hash out, or whatever their agenda is, they start to set forth, or whatever they do. They may just do it for it could be like their overall Oscars or whatever, just to have a celebrity appearance to make the people continue to surrender themselves to the overall system. This is just a part of the deception that goes on. However it is, I really don't care, but I do pick up some things from different things for whatever reason. Now, if you go to the Bilderberg Group, they have their meeting. Bilderberg Group have their meeting, and they have a website, and it's called Bilderbergmeeting.org. I'm not sure if this is the correct Bilderberg website or not at all, but I just happened to see some things and thought it was interesting, and thought I would bring it to you for you to find out, to see if this is really relevant, and if it does, and if it has some form of meaning. If anyone can decode it, you can. Or if it's a deception of things, which I wouldn't be surprised, if anyone can decode that and pick up with that, you can as well. So at their website, the Bilderbergmeeting.org, their site was so-called hacked, or they say it was hacked. And the last I checked, there was actually a message that was put on their website, and I'm going to try to put it inside of BTR Community. But it just has and I guess the hackers possibly could be someone anonymous, or the group that claims itself to be anonymous, which I kind of find that kind of you know, that's like an oxymoron, because how do you remain anonymous and you know, people know who you are? And why would you? It's just so many things. You give reference and everything else. So, okay, have your own website. Okay, I mean, could be. Not for me to say yay, nay, or hooray, but okay. But I know what I think about the whole thing, so just, you know, just there. So their site is hacked, and if you can go, if you would like to, you could go to Bilderberger meetings.org, and you can see it for yourself. It has a long message about basically, we know who you are, we know where your children are, we got your wife's mobile number, your daughter's laptop, we got your bank accounts and all this other stuff, and it's right there on their website. So you wanted to check that out. It has a long, you know, note that's there, in a hacked form. So it's there. You definitely can check that out for what it's worth. But I made mention to that because of what's all going on. And I don't think it's by coincidence that just before the seasonal holiday, the holiday season, that the celebrity figurehead Barack Obama said that they were going to retaliate for what they conceived as election hacking and interference in within the U.S. presidential electoral campaign. They said that was hacked by a particular country, Russia, and so that there was going to be retributions for that. And so, lo and behold, yesterday there started to be a lot of different sites that were taken offline. I know that Russia Today was definitely taken offline. I saw it myself, and I heard that there were other sites that were taken down and hacked. And then there was the expulsion of diplomats and closing of embassies and naming different names of people that did it, and then there was other things that the U.S. government allegedly had performed against Russia, and so now this is a big deal. But it all goes in form and fashion to what's kind of happening today, and so on Bilderberg this was there and everything else. Well, I want to just say to you that, to me, this is exactly what we've been talking about and expecting to happen, and it's starting to unfold. And there's some very, in my opinion, there's some very telling messages that are being conveyed to you. And those messages are, in my opinion, is a omission as to who controls and what they're going to do. But it's not going to be as easy as just come outright telling you that, yes, we do this, which they do, but they do it in different forms and fashions by their own means, because they do it. They you know, feel the necessity to brag about it or whatever, however and whyever they do it, they do it. But there are definitely telling signals. Some are have some real truth to them, and some are diversions, but they, in my opinion, they're all about the overall control and subjugation of every person on this planet, and to maintain that overall control, to maintain the overall leash upon the living or the human community, that leash will be tied to the hands and the direction and the energy something that people can't see, but they definitely see the effects and feel the effects of. And I always like to classify it as just like, it's, you ever want to know who they are? And people always say to you, and I used to, you know, I remember when I was a young man in school, teacher used to say to me, well, who is they? And trying to be a smart butt about it. And so finally I had to break her down, because she was trying to hide, and you're trying to condone, and you're trying to nullify the truth. She asked, I was telling some friends, and she heard me say, David, who are these they people you talking about? I said, well, you don't know Miss Glasgow? She says, no, and you don't either. I said, no, speak for yourself. I know who they are. You don't, and you just admitted it. She said, well, who are they? I said, Miss Glasgow, you ever seen the wind? She said, no one sees the wind. I said, right. But you see the effects of it, don't you? She shut up. And this same energy, you may not see who was actually behind the Wizard of Oz curtain, but believe me, there's a falsehood of power that's there, and it's only as powerful because we allow the wind to move us. And that's the only power that wind that they have is. What you see moving in the wind is the people. Because the people allow the wind, because we as the people of the world put up our sails and we get blown by the trade winds. So I really do see some real major trade winds that are blowing, even if they are a deception to bring about some means of some things, but it's very true that it's done not by coincidence, but because of out of necessity. War is deception, and they have to continue to deceive us all. So that's what some major things that are not major, or no, I will say major, some things that I think that you should know about, and why we have it posted and what's in the news, and I would like to jump to some of those and then get into today's show. But at any time, if you'd like to jump in, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Yes, my man Scotty, NDAA 2017 was the most significant story of the year, given what we do and provide non-compromising platform for free expression and free will. And man, that is so true, Scotty. And this was from Scotty. Yes, that's so true. I think that was probably one of the largest, especially for what we do. They want to nullify and silence the alternative media so that everyone will only go to the approved propaganda that serves their purpose. And my man Scotty, you're absolutely right. And so let's take a look at what that means and why that is in today's show, because I think that is very so important. And the NDAA is on its, the anniversary of NDAA that was signed by the celebrity figurehead Barack Obama is 6 years in the making tomorrow. And one of the things that what the system likes to do is they, while we're off partying or doing other things, they like to do certain things behind closed doors while the midnight candle is burning low, so that we won't know and we just go along with it all. And so tomorrow is the anniversary of the introduction, the admitted introduction of NDAA. But NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, has been in effect for thousands and millions of years. Because one of the significance of NDAA is that they can have detention of you illegally without charging you and just making you disappear. Well, I hate to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the government has been given that type of authority and has given that type of room and allowances by the people since it's been invoked and enacted itself against them. They just come and remind you from time to time that they have that power, because that means that they want to do something even more. So that is so very true, Scotty, and we're definitely going to take a look at that. What's up, my man, Brother Bragg? So let's jump into some of the some things that what's in the news, and then we'll hit the commercial break, and then we'll take it from there. So want to hit a couple of stories. And man, the major story that I wanted to hit, oh man, it's here, but it's okay, I know it. Okay, so now major story that I wanted to express to you. Let me pull this one up. I'm gonna have to refine it really quickly. And this was from, posted it I think yesterday, late yesterday or very early this morning. I think it was late last night. And this one was from, this was from California. As of January the 1st, 2017, there was a bill that goes into effect as law in regards to child prostitution. And I said this was evil beyond compare. Or I can't, let me find really quickly. Sorry about this. Let me find it. Because sometimes it gets jargled, but I go in, I have it right here in my, just go back to my postings for the day. Oh, that's why I went too far. Okay, so let me pull up this bill that was out of California that actually legalizes minor prostitution. And how it does this is this, is that the actual law and the bill makes it legal for minors under the age of 18 to be engaged in prostitution without being arrested. And but what they're probably going to be trying to do is that they're going to try to say that they're going to try to take the best interest of that child and take that child into custody. And I posted it inside of BTR community. Very, very important. I'm having a little problem finding it now. Give me a second. I'll find it. But this is the problem. This is a part of the cult ritual that the pedophiles practice, that they're becoming more bold with. Have you noticed that they've been bold in so many other things that they're increasing their overall penetration into the allowances, or penetrating the what the people will allow? And this, in my estimation, is very concerning, because if that child is out there now, pimping and pandering is still illegal, but if that child is out there, a child is actually in the process, actually working the streets and selling their body, someone is benefiting from that other than that child. And of course, we don't, that's not something that a child should have to do and be engaged in at all. And this actual bill, I'm gonna try to re-pull this up. SB 1322, state bill in California, SB 1322. And so, I think I had this on another computer, is why I can't have it here. And then sometimes when I post things, and then different activities happen, it gets pushed down. Once I feature activity here, it'll get pushed down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull this up. And I think it's critical that we, let me just read you what it says. And this comes from, it's from California. Here it is. And it says, one second. I thought I was ready. No, I wasn't. Bear with me, please. Sorry about that. Things happen, you know, with live radio. It happens. Okay, let me just pull this up. And then I want you to see the significance of this. And what do you think about this? Where do you think this is going? And I have my opinions about where it's going, but what do you think? And definitely. And until we start to give energy to stop certain things from happening and say, no, we will not be a part of, they will continue to happen. And unfortunately, because of all of the fluoride and because of all of the vaccinations and because of all of this and that, we think that just complaining should be enough and that the overall changing in the moral direction that things should be going, it should be done by the government itself and in the so-called authorities. And that is never going to happen. So let me pull this up. Oh, and pull it up from the wrong spot. Don't want to pull it up from there.
Hey, Dave, I found it for you, man. Let me help you out.
I think I'm getting ready. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, let me give some background. And again, we do want to encourage people. This is the last show of 2016, like Dave said. You know, call in and share your thoughts and what you've learned, you know, listening to Tando Radio Show and all the different callers. So don't hesitate to chime in if you have anything to add. But the background on this, because I pulled that up and you already got the left wing.
Yeah, I got it too.
You got the corporate media trying to say that this is a right-wing conspiracy, that they don't understand what the law says. But the text of the law, do say, in fact, and they're even while they're trying to say, oh, this is all a right-wing conspiracy started on the Washington Examiner, which is a right-wing site, and they titled it California Democrats Legalized Child Prostitution. But this is a direct quote from that bill. Beginning on January 1st, prostitution by minors will be legal in California. So that's like the loophole that's in the 13th Amendment where they talk about they abolish slavery. So language do matter. So I will have to study this more, but they're trying, like MSNBC and all of those, you know, the big alphabet, American News Media Corporations, the Blaze, all of them are already saying, oh, this is more fake news or whatnot. But that, just reading that quote, beginning on January 1st, prostitution by minors will be legal in California, should give anyone cause for pause. Because, again, we know their tricks. Basically, I do, from focusing on the 13th Amendment. They hid slavery from me I just turned 54, so for 46 years, you know, they hid that truth from me and millions of, no, not millions, billions, the entire planet. So,
billions, right.
So I am concerned about this clause in this bill.
Yeah, now, here it is. This comes from California legislation, legislative information, the official California legislative information. Here's what it says. SB 1322, Commercial Sex Act, Minors. Here it comes. State Bill number 1322, Chapter 654, an act amends Section 647, which is the penal code for prostitution, and 653.22 of the Penal Code relating to minors, approved by Governor September the 26th, 2016, filed with the Secretary of State September the 26th, 2016. And there were some major events that was happening on September the 26th. I can't remember exactly what they were, but I know because I know exactly where I was, but there are some major, major events. But here's what it says. State Bill Mitchell, Commercial Sex Act, Minors. Existing laws making it a crime to solicit or engage in the act of prostitution. Exist laws make it a crime to loiter in public place with the intent to commit prostitution. This bill would make the above provisions inapplicable to children, inapplicable to children under 18 years of age who is alleged to have engaged in conduct that would, if committed by an adult, violate the above provision. That above provision is Penal Code 647 and 653.22. Violating the above provision, the bill would authorize the minor to be taken into temporary custody under limited circumstances. And let me stop right there. What is going on about Pizzagate, about children missing, about children being taken into custody and then all of a sudden never seen from or ever again? Why would they want to do, why would this, let's take it from the dark side. They may not know every child that is willing to engage in this type of activity for whatever reason that they're forced to do it or whatever the circumstance and condition is that they are doing that. But if they have the means in which to take them into temporary custody, what does NDAA say, ladies and gentlemen? They can take you and you never be heard from again. So now they could take you into custody temporarily. What does temporarily mean? Does temporarily mean 100 years, 300 years until death? That's subjective. By whose standard? Just like when you go to a bank and it says FDIC, do you realize the FDIC doesn't have any real cash? And it's a private organization, and in their own bylaws, it says that they don't have to pay you back until 99 years, so there may be a temporary delay. Did you know that? So the bill would authorize minors to be taken into temporary custody under limited circumstances. What's the limited circumstances? For how long, and why are they being taken into custody? And you would say because it's in the best interest of the children. Oh, yes, that would be by people that have their best interest at hand. But have this entity ever had the best interest of any children? No. The same entity is the same laws, it's the same body, it's the same decree, as Scotty said, that has enslaved them from a child. And this stuff is getting bolder and bolder and more draconian by the day and by the hour. And what is it's all that, as Scotty said, that's all propaganda, fake news, all this other stuff. Oh, really? This is why they want to get rid of alternative media. This is why, see, this is how you try to ostracize. And you call, no longer has that word conspiracy theory have any weight anymore because it has been proven that there's always been a conspiracy agenda. So what do they have to do? Come up with some new language and cast new spells because we break the old ones. And my man Brother Braggs was saying that's what this is. So this goes on. Listen to what it says. The bill would incorporate additional charges to Section 647 of the Penal Code proposed by SB 420, SB 1129, and AB 1708 that will become operative only if this bill and one or more of these bills are enacted and become effective on or before January the 1st of 2017. And this bill is chapter last. The bill would incorporate additional charges to Section 653.22 of the Penal Code, that's the California Penal Code, proposed by AB 1771 that becomes operative only if this bill and AB 1771 are enacted and become effective by January 1st of 2017. And then they give you what the people of the state of California do enact as follow. Section 1, 647 of the Penal Code is amended to read, this is the California Penal Code, 647, exception and provisions in this paragraph 2 of subdivision and B and subdivision I. Every person who commits any of the following act is guilty of disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor. Who solicits anyone to engage in or engage in lewd or conduct in the public place and or any place open to the public or exposed to public view. Anyone who solicits to engage in an act or with who engage in the act of prostitution, a person agrees to engage in an act of prostitution with specific intent to do so is engaged. And it goes on all the way down to everything that 647 has, Penal Code 647 has.
Dave.
It's, yes.
Yeah, I got something else to add before we go to the break. Because I've been doing this kind of stuff and dealing with laws and juvenile justice for a number of years, man. And I think, so I want to present this alternative view. That's a lot of what we call legalese or legal minutia, because you have to refer back to all these other different codes that they're naming. So you, I need to go also read those. But this is what I'm getting is that when a minor solicits somebody out there for sex, what they call in prostitution for money, then instead of them being charged with a felony, they will be charged with a misdemeanor. Okay, that's still
no.
That say, go ahead, Dave.
No. Because I actually enforced when as from LA, I did. No, what it means, you almost there, Scotty. It's a misdemeanor. But what this law is saying that every adult that engages in these activities would be guilty of violation of 647 Penal Code, which is a misdemeanor.
Oh, okay. So they dropping. Okay, that sounds like they dropping solicitation of a minor for prostitution from a felony to a misdemeanor. Is that what it's saying?
What they're doing is this. What they're doing is this: if a child, someone under 18, they're excluded and exempt from being charged with a misdemeanor. Everyone else is. Because remember back in the beginning,
so they won't be charged at all. The minor won't be charged at all.
Yes, nor can the minor be arrested.
Well, you know what, though, Dave, from a juvenile justice perspective, I think that's a good thing. I think the decriminalizing children.
Wait, Scotty. Before you say, listen. What they're saying is this: is that that child can't be arrested for selling their body, if they actually solicited someone else for prostitution, that child can't be arrested. Here's what happens: that child can't be arrested. Okay, but what happens is this. The bill would authorize the minor to be taken into temporary custody under limited circumstances.
So that's foster care system. Or a juvenile facility run by the GEO group or Core Civic, which was CCA.
Yes. Why is that so important? That's so important for so many different reasons. Now they want young people that are going to, in my position, that would otherwise not do things, say, okay, now we can do these things and you can't arrest me.
Well, see, but like you said earlier, though, and I did a video about this the other night, on a related subject about Philippines trying to criminalize 9-year-olds for being drug couriers. But what did you say earlier? That if a child is engaged in a criminal act, there's usually an adult behind it that's profiting from it. Isn't the one that's profiting from it. And so the danger in that, I mean, these are very delicate subjects, but the danger in that was, like I said, how I got sucked into selling drugs when I was under 12 years old. There was a gang in Detroit called Young Boys Incorporated, because juveniles were only, at most, your penalty would be 2 years at the juvie hall, a juvenile correctional. It wasn't really a correctional facility. It was a group home, because those guys came to the public school and we knew them, so they had some kind of freedom. But that's what would happen to you at the most if you got busted as a minor. So the adults knew this, right? And they would recruit poor kids Man, they used to come down the street in their nice Volvos and throw out bags of money, making it rain, as they call it today, instead of up in a strip club on the street with poor kids and then showing them how they can make money standing on the corner slinging heroin to other adults. Yeah, people would take advantage of that. But like in the Philippines, they're taking advantage of, come on, man, a 9-year-old, and now you want to charge them as an adult. Right. So, but it's so many dangers in this, but I can see people taking advantage of that. And then even minors in a desperate situation who will be more apt to prostitute themselves and put themselves in danger like that because of the less penalty. So, it's a complicated issue, Dave. Very.
Yeah, here's what I see the intent of this whole thing that's being done here. And I think that you'll agree with me, Scotty. What they want to do, here's the catch to this whole thing. Yes, the adults behind everything, but what they're doing is that these pedophiles have an insatiable appetite and they want even more to engage in it. Here's what I see that's the real reason why this is being pushed and why it's being written this way. And why it's actually with the devil in the details. Here's the devil in the details. They want, now remember, any minor engaged in this cannot be arrested and it's not a crime. So there could be no punishment for them, which the laws are so askew. The letter of the law, I've already expressed how I feel about the letter of the law. Here's this, the letter of the law once again enslaving people. Here's how they're doing it. There is going to be young men and young women that are going to pop up all through California that's going to have parties, activities that's grouped around prostitution. Why? Because the system wants that ring to be established so that when they take them into custody, these individual children are fully vetted into this type of mentality. They're so vulnerable to this that they no longer are put off by it. They will engage in it because what's going to happen is that you're going to, because now remember, if a young man of 18 years old was to have engage in prostitution with a young lady of 18 years old, and it's prostitution and it's outright prostitution on the street and everything else where it's so easy, where they even have parties of this, they can't be arrested. And what happens with young people is that they're very vulnerable at different times in their lives, and especially when the circumstances have been put into place for them, the traps are there for them to fall.
Dave, it sounds like
this is a new way that people will come up with, say, yo, tell you what we can do. We can have these kind of parties, and it's not a darn thing anybody can do to us. And then what happens is that the state finds out about these parties and these individuals. They take them into custody because now they have what in their phones, everybody else that's attached to that whole network of everything, and then now they know exactly who would be willing to be engaged in this, and then they'll raise the stakes. Don't think that this government won't be so dirty as to offer these young people even more cash to do that around the world. And then once they get into that system, they'll snatch them. This is pure evil. Pure evil. Because what they're really trying to do is to establish, without doing all of the legwork, establishing a full-on, and it's out of California for a reason. It's a large state. But there's a lot of kids in California to have a full-on prostitution ring of minors.
Dave, just to underline what you're saying, for the skeptics out there, because again, with this NDAA 2017 and how they coming after the alternative news media. So I always like to give historical reference, all right, that people can look up.
Yes.
So what it sound like is, and I agree, you're right, I am agreeing, what could happen based on what has happened is another Franklin child prostitution ring scandal that took place between 1988 and 1999. The scapegoat who took the fall, and it was involved, he was a Republican operative and moved within public Republican circles. Bush's names were mentioned. His name was Lawrence Larry King, and he is the only one who went to prison for this. It was Boys Town that he was running, one of those homes where they take them into temporary custody.
And that's where they're going to get them. When they take them into temporary custody, they're going to put them into, and they're slowly indoctrinate them. And what they're going to do is they're going to first find out what their parents' involvement are. Does anyone come and show up to get them? Is anyone caring about them? Is anyone checking on them? Is there any ties to the outside that we need to be worried about? Because then what they'll do is they'll put them in a temporary place to find out who is actually trying to find where they are. And if there's no ties to anyone at all, they're the next place that they'll be going, somewhere else, never to be heard from again.
One last reference on this story, Dave. One last reference. Okay, I took
This is the show, man. This is so important. This is our babies we talking about.
I took y'all to 1988 through 1991 with the Franklin Child Prostitution Ring. Now, I'm going to bring you up more to date, 2016. I don't know the young lady's name that was passed around, the minor, and her mother worked for the police department as a dispatcher in Richmond, California. And then it was another department.
Remember that, Richmond, California. Go ahead, Scotty.
And they were passing that girl around. And then they even flew her out of California so she couldn't testify to a grand jury and put her in some kind of rehab in Florida. Is the last thing I heard about that girl. This is quote unquote corporate news media reported on this. This is a big story in California. That was this year.
Yep. And let me tell you something. Even corporations do this. Whenever they start a new product, they always launch it in California, because as California goes, the rest of the country picks up. It's a marketing scheme that they've developed, and it works. Remember what Scotty just said out of where, Scotty? Richmond, California? You remember what else the government was involved in Richmond, California? Remember the government was paying murderers. Remember that? That program? That they said that if people that had committed murder, they could go on to be a part of, the government will be paying them not to commit any crimes, and they were going to be sending them to different places around the world for educational rehabilitation, and they were sending them to where? Latin America, the schools of America, from Oliver North. No coincidence that is Richmond, California. It's no coincidence that this is coming around during Pizzagate. There's no coincidence that this is coming around when those emails were divulging the overall pedophile nature of the celebrity figureheads, the Clintons, and all these other people were involved. It is no coincidence that September the 26th that this was introduced. It's no coincidence that they made it not a crime for children to do that. And what would you do? Think about the vulnerability of young people, especially when we start to go into this economic collapse. There are going to be young people from all that are going to have a new and different temptation with a different twist. You know the gossip of the streets. Gonna be, yo, you can do this and get paid. And they can't even boop, boop, boop mess with you. This is pure evil. It's a setup. It's a complete setup. I, in my opinion, there is no punishment that is beyond extreme for a pedophile or an abuser of children. Remember where this all comes from. Remember where some of the where this really started to be part of mainstream exposure. Started with the Roman Catholic Church. Started with that cult that's within that upper echelon. And now this is the thing about them. They have an insatiable appetite that's only going to grow. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. We'd love to hear from you all on this or anything else. And when I saw this, I wasn't surprised because this is just what happens. As Scotty said, the 14th Amendment, they wrote eloquently as and they gave their reasons, but then the devil was always in the details. They want these children to engage in this activity without fear of being interrupted by the ones that the young people from the street level would be wanting to actually hide themselves from. They want the young people to fall into this trap, and they're going to create all of the conditions, the environment. And they're going to give all of the falsehoods of the rewards for them to participate in this. And it is a trap. Once again, the money changers have reared their ugly faces. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Let's jump into we got a couple of minutes, so we won't jump into a commercial break just yet. If you have any comments, questions or anything that you would like to make about it, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Until we realize that this system has never, ever, ever removed itself from its true original objectives, to enslave the people for our overall beneficial good, then we will continue to have this and other things. This is the unwinding. And one of the things about this system is that the people that engage in it, they're not wise at all. Their evil has developed and has overtaken any form of reason. They are getting to the point where they don't even care. What you gonna do? They don't feel a threat or challenge from the general population at all. I question all of the arrest laws. I question all of the written laws. Because the way in which the letter of the law is actually adjudicated is completely criminal and compromised with evil. And compromise again. Never forget that one judge that was sending juveniles, particularly black juveniles, to juvenile camp, to jail, and was getting kicked back for it. What do you think that they're going to do with young people that have developed a prostitution ring, a legal prostitution ring? We are in more than funny times. Not a matter in which to laugh at all. It's beyond repulsive. And it's growing. And at some point, at some time, our growth is going to have to overshadow and supersede the overall greed. And at some point, and at some time, enough should be enough, as Malcolm says, by any means necessary. Because the consequence of the actual actions are far beyond anything that we should ever endure, because we don't have to. This is why we want to get rid of alternative media. I would say this, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't matter what they say. We know who they've always been and who they are now. Doesn't matter what they write. They've continued to write these things, adjudicated these things, because there was no true opposition. At some point, at some time, the opposition is not going to come, and the benefit and the moral changes and necessity and the ability to have a more sincere existence can only come from us. At some point, hell has to be evacuated, and it needs to be by the steps and energy of you and I, collectively, together. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. And then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We'd love to hear from you. What's some of the major stories from this year that you would like to talk about? Some major events. I will definitely touch on a couple other things, but this is major, major, major. I mean, this is beyond all compare. Listen, we have no kids. Kids are nothing but goats. We have children that we have to protect. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you on this last day of the calendar year of 2016. We have open lines. If you'd like to talk about anything that you thought was significant, what were some of the significant things that you thought was relevant during this calendar year? And what do you think some of the significance, some events that are going to be in the future that are going to be relevant? Now, the bill that we just talked about, SB 1322, the Commercial Sex Act. And I don't think that is by coincidence. It's a commercial sex act for minors. And I posted that inside of BTR community. It's there. And I'm going to make it a feature so it'll stay there for a while, because I think this is very, very important. Posted it earlier, probably late last night, early this morning. It was yesterday. So we just were having conversations about that. If you'd like to get in on that conversation, don't hesitate. Jump in. We'd love to hear from you. 866-510-9025. And so there's so many more things. And Scotty talked about NDAA as being in regards to the trying to suffocate and smother and to silence the alternative media. Why? Because alternative media exposes lies and to bring out historical truths about what the system is all about, even if it doesn't bring about what it really does is it causes people to question. And the most important thing is the most direct and significant threat to their overall facade of power, and they want to silence it. So we got a caller in queue. We're going to go to that caller. It's my man Jerry in Tennessee. Jerry, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how you and Scott are doing this evening?
Good, brother. Good.
Man, I have read something a little bit about the prostitution thing, but I wasn't sure if I was reading it right. I just knew that couldn't be what I was reading, so I kind of skimmed over it, you know, because I was reading it early in the morning. Well, to go right along with that, with them taking that down, well, not taking it down, but taking it from a felony to a misdemeanor, it made me think of a law that they just passed. Now, I'm not sure if this is a nationwide law, but I know here in Chattanooga, they have made it a felony for schoolyard kids to fight. If you get into a schoolyard fight, then you get charged with a felony. Now, I don't know if either one of y'all had done read about that law.
No.
But, yeah, that's something that's going around here, at least locally, I know.
I've always said, man, they don't really care about the older people. There is an aggressive attack on our young people. It's our young people that they're after. This is why the vaccinations and everything else. Now, the prostitution thing was never a felony. It was always a misdemeanor. But I did not was not aware of that mutual combat being of children being a felony where you are. And I'm going to tell you why they want to do that. They want to get as many of these young people in the system vaccinated
as early as possible.
As early and as often as possible. Why? Because the enslavement of those children, the stealing of their energy, the caging, and the overall confusing, and they're going to medicate every single one of those children.
Well, I got a question, Dave. What I've noticed throughout my short little 35 years seem long, but you know, when I'm talking to y'all, I realize how much I don't know. So what I've realized in these short little 35 is that when I look back at those schoolyard fights, and then I see the people who grew up who didn't go into prison or get murdered or nothing, they end up being the ones who end up taking over the neighborhoods. And what I mean by taking over the neighborhoods, like you and Scotty, they always the ones who always used to get into those fights, whether they won or not. Just the fact that they would fight, they would always come back and try to help the younger children who coming up in those areas where they from. So could that be part of the reason? Because I was, you know, I always find out something new about Malcolm X when I be listening to Scotty, too. A lot of that stuff they don't disclose unless you know exactly where to look for. So I be finding out new information about Scotty. And one of the, I can't remember what politician said this, but they wanted to, between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, they wanted to make sure that there was never no other leaders. Unless they put them up to it, or unless they created them. So is that how you defeat young warriors or young spirited warriors? Is by locking them up early enough to taint their thought process?
That's exactly it. Let me tell you, one of the things that the system always wants to do, and why they have so many laws and everything else, because laws allows the system to remain as in place and secure as it possibly, and it allows it to embed itself into the society by this. Many people that choose to break the law for whatever reason, they do it because out of necessity from a condition that was created, and they are the ones that defy authority. And what I mean by that, and that in defying authority, and I'm not saying that from a standpoint that there's anything wrong with that, but see, those individuals that just don't play by their rules is a threat to the system itself. This is why in Richmond, they wanted to start to pay those individuals to start working for them. In Richmond, California, the same place that Scotty talked about with that prostitution ring. They wanted out of there, they started that payment program, and they were sending these people, and we talked about it here. Remember, they were having psychiatrists and psychologists that were actually interviewing those individuals that they were going to be paying up to $10,000, $1,000 a month, and as high as $10,000 a month, not to be committing any crime. What were they really doing? They were making those individual agents, and what they wanted to do is send them all over the place because they realized something. If we can't beat these individuals, let's get them in on our side, and we'll give them everything that they want, and we'll create the conditions to where what they want from the overall system that we've established, the worst thing that could go, the worst thing that they could have, is for them to engage in things that's not in their best interest. And what you do is you create, and you're exactly right, Jerry, because one of the things that they want to target is they don't care about soldiers. Soldiers take good orders. They care about warriors, because what a warrior thinks, a soldier can never do, because a soldier doesn't have the fortitude to defy falsehood of authority.
Hey, I got one more real quick one, and I hope Brother Davis and Brother Braggs is on the is listening, because this has a lot to do with what they be talking about. They be talking about the Templars a lot. Well, I still watch. I know you don't watch movies, but I still watch movies. Now, it's a movie that's out in the theater called Assassin's Creed. Now, I was real big into video games and stuff when I was younger, and this was one of the action games that I used to like. Well, they came out with the movie, so I don't go to the movies. You know, I got a Firebox, so I watch all of that for free. But anyway, this movie was talking about free will. That's what we was playing with. The Assassin's Creed was to realize that there are no laws and that you have the free will to do whatever you would like to do. These people talking about the Knights Templar when the Spanish Inquisition was going on wanted to make the illusion of laws so they could keep everybody in order, and they was looking for this little artifact. I think it was called the Apple of Eden, and it had the DNA. It had everybody's DNA in it, and if you controlled it, you could control everybody's free will. And these people was fighting until they died to keep the Templars from getting the free will. And every time I look at a movie like this, I look at it in a different way. I mean, I enjoy it as entertainment, but I always try to figure out, is there some way that they're using this stuff that they're showing us? They had this machine. And what this machine did is that it would take, they would plug it into you, and they would take your DNA, and they could see what went on with your ancestors. And if it was something that they wanted to know, they needed a living descendant of those ancestors to be able to trace back and find out whatever questions hadn't been written in history. So if either one of those, or either you, Scotty, because I know you have some knowledge on that too, do y'all know how true this is about these assassins fighting the Templars along? Because that was very interesting, considering what we're talking about today. I just watched that this morning.
The Knight Templars. Well, Scotty, time to go ahead, Scotty. If you want to chime in.
Well, it's been a while since I've read up on that, but that's all part of the whole Crusades thing based in religion and, you know, secret societies, which the Vatican is full of secret, you know, they had their, you hear Dave talking about the Jesuits. So I look at them as like another form of, you know, one of these secret societies working on the behalf of spreading racism and white supremacy. Well, back then, they practiced, they would steal from everybody and kill ritual. Everybody. Yeah, and then, you know, it's sort of like just the whole, man, So I haven't read up on the Templars in a while, but yeah, that's how I look at that society. It's a lot of a mythology connected to them. And movies and stuff made about them. So you always, you know, just like, for example, the Nat Turner movie that just came out, Birth of a Nation. It's not really based on actual events. It's just based on using Nat Turner as a character. Everything else, the storylines and all that, was fictional. You know, of course, they had to stage a battle where the battle actually, you know, where those things are right, but the whole storyline, had to be careful with these movies because of the storyline. But my knowledge of the Templars is they are another Christian fanatics out there killing in the name of whatever, money.
You know, I'm going to say this about the Knight Templars. And this is, you see the Knight Templars and their connection to the Vatican. For those that are Catholic, you see them all the time. Because it's the Knight Templars have a country known as Switzerland that they were given. And that's why Sweden has the flag that they have and everything else. That's from the Knight Templars. And that's why the Vatican is its own city-state within Italy, and the guards that guard the Pope, the celebrity figurehead Pope, is the Swiss guard. It's not the Italian guard or anything else. And they're not really there to guard the Pope. What they're really there to do is to guard the interest that they have with the Vatican. And this is what I learned about them. They were charged, they were a warring group, a very well-organized warring group of monks that used to protect people going into different journeys in different parts of the country, and particularly in the Jerusalem area. This is just what I heard. And then from there, the Vatican had asked this great warring group of monks to actually charge them to find Solomon's temple, because they wanted something from Solomon's temple. And he told them that whenever they find, and what they wanted was the Book of Mercury. And if they find the Book of Mercury, they'll find there everything else that Solomon's temple, and everything that's going to be there is going to be gold, silver, and everything else. And you will be able to keep all of the gold and silver, but we want to hire you to acquire the Book of Mercury. Well, they found it, the Book of Mercury, and they read it, and they found what was all in it, and the technology that was there, and they saw why the Vatican wanted it, and they refused to give it to them. So there was a battle between the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Knight Templars. And they were chasing them down all over the world, and they couldn't. They would try to assassinate them, and they assassinated some, but they weren't able to assassinate as many as they wanted to. So they had to broker a deal with them, because they still had the Book of Mercury and all of the technology that was there. And they had to broker a deal with them, and this was the deal that they brokered with them. We'll give you a land. And if you will give us the Book of Mercury, we'll give you a land, and we'll give you charge over the banking of the world. This is why the BIS, Bank of International Settlement, is where it is in Basel. And this is why most of what a lot of people don't know, the affiliation that the Vatican has always had with the Nazis was very strong and was a part of that. And this is why that building looks like a boot. And this is why the Swiss actually, the Swiss Guard is actually at the Vatican, because they're not protecting the Pope at all. They're protecting the library that's there and all of the other artifacts that they have an interest in.
Artifacts they stole.
Some of the interest that they're in is technology. Yeah, guys, got it.
I said artifacts and art. You know, priceless art, treasures, looting of people in Germany during Nazi time. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff that they guarding up in there. But just to Jerry, I will a movie that I think was kind of like Dave was talking about them guarding people, Christians going on pilgrimages to Jerusalem and whatnot and protecting them from bandits and all of that. A good movie to watch that is kind of historically accurate, that shows you that aspect of it, but then also shows you the corruption and the fanaticism. But they, like he said, they were a warring tribe, and it centers on the struggle between the movie centers on, of course, if Hollywood made it, you know, it's got to have its white savior. But he really didn't save it, but they portrayed him as a hero, that he was able to surrender and save the lives of the people, you know, get safe passage because he fought so hard. But The Kingdom of Heaven, it's a good movie. It's a good movie, and it's historically accurate. But of course, you know, they got to put some storylines in there to make it entertaining. But that's a good movie on some of the early history of the Knights Templars that Dave was talking about.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Jerry.
I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to cut in, but here go what I was. I knew that part about the Knights Templars. The part that I didn't know was about these, like I was saying, is the movie's called Assassin's Creed. And the Knights Templars, I'm guessing this was after they had started doing business with the Vatican, because like you said, they the ones who had all of this technology and all of the money, and they were searching for these different assassins who was protecting this one particular artifact. And I was wondering, I've never heard, I've always known about this only via the video game, but my question was, had any of y'all ever heard anything about these particular group of assassins?
Hello?
That was fighting them.
One second, Brother Bragg. One sec, Brother Bragg is here.
Listen, man, I just happen to be sitting here with this book in my hand. Y'all killing me. All right, now this is the introduction in the Search for the Great Society. Now this is about the Templars and the Hostellers. These boys end up being in a serious fight with the one of them represented the church, the other one was against the church doctrine. Those assassins that you're talking about, the assassins are the foundation for the Jesuits and all of these secret orders that go forth, because the assassins, they had the initiation system was like for the most devout of the devout. These assassins were feared because once the caliphates or any of these popes, because these boys were Arab African based, but if any of these boys put a contract on you, these assassins, they called them assassins because they were the smokers of hashish, and they said that this hashish made them like invincible. So these boys were secret killers, and people didn't know who was who. It was a strictly secret organization. This is where the Jesuits and all these boys get their rights from, so to speak. Serious shit.
Their lineage, right.
They took out the Templars. A king took out these boys for the great wealth that they held. They held great wealth in a time when you had to profess fealty to a king, which is like your loyalty to the king. So you had serfs, you know, the feudal system, in other words. Man, and it really gets deep. I enjoy this stuff, but I'm telling you, this is better than TV, because this stuff comes all the way back up to our time, right? If you do a thorough check, you're going to find out Jesuits right now represent the armed forces in the United States at the highest levels. Serious stuff, man. Stuff ain't no joke.
Hey, Brother Jerry.
Let me add to it. And go ahead, Scotty. Then I'm going to add something. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I just Googled it, and it says he mentioned the game Assassin's Creed, which I had seen the commercials for that game, so I looked it up, and it has been a popular game. And so this article, it says the amazing real history behind the Assassin's Creed franchise. But they're saying the actual Assassin's Guild was founded by a Persian missionary and philosopher, Hassani Sabah, to protect the interests of his order. He used the assassins to target leaders and politicians whose death, it was felt, would cause people to think twice before acting against Hassan. And it said that they were enemies of the Knights Templar. That was their sworn enemies.
Yeah, they definitely would be an enemy. Yeah, they
that's what I was making right there.
One is against the church, because you got the Knights Templar and you got the hospitals. It's two different sects. All of these were like religious-type monk organization, fraternities. But remember, when they did the Crusades, when the Pope put out the call, he called every type of person. He didn't care if he was a savage, barbarian, murderous killer. All he wanted you was to go on a crusade. Once Master Musa came through and showed all that gold from Africa, the Europeans were never, especially the Spanish, the Portuguese, they went gold crazy.
And, you know, it absolutely right. And the thing about it is that the Knights Templars in the Vatican finally came to an agreement, and that's where they were. And with Scalia, somebody he was fighting the Knights. Exactly. Now, here's what was wanted. It was the technology. You know what their technology was? You see it around you all the time, and you hear about it as of lately, quite frequently. It's ITER and the Large Hadron Collider. And this is what they were after, that technology. And this is why the Vatican, you got to have Chico stick on with Brother Bragg. This is why the Vatican engages in its science, because there's different facets of the Vatican. And the assassin, or the militant arm of the Vatican, is the Jesuits.
And remember, they actually have
all the schooling, the all of the higher learning from colleges, every single one of them. Go by the overall or sanctioned by the Jesuits.
Remember schools like Loyola University, that's a Jesuit college. They got a bunch of Jesuit colleges that run all throughout this country. People don't pay them attention. They get the top education in the country. And it's founded, it's financed through the Vatican. These boys, you're talking about the library in Alexandria, these boys hold sacred knowledge from every last culture in the world. In either the Vatican or in the British Museum or in the this museum here in Chicago that the Rockefeller sponsored, the Oriental Museum and the University of Illinois here in Chicago. These are boys who co-opted all information pertaining to Egyptian culture. That's the reason that most people don't know they got pyramids all through America, because these are people that suppressed all that information so that you wouldn't know it. It's one big connection. Remember, when I always say that we are the world, it ain't no lie. Michael Jackson told you everything you need to know. Matter of fact, Michael Jackson was so cryptic with the messages that he gave us. He told you they don't care about you. He told you you've just been had by a smooth criminal. He told you everything these people were doing. Now, it might sound funny that I'm saying it like that, but you got to listen to that, brother, because remember this. He was privy to information and knowledge that we didn't have. If you think about the videos that he put out, they was way, way, way ahead of their time. But if you look at the pictures and the images he flashed, he was showing you suffering and the crime that's been going on all around the world. He was way, way ahead of his time. Got him killed in the long run, too, because his mastermind, and he was a mastermind, he beat them at their own game as far as taking the masters of his work, that his life's energy, as you always talk about, that his life's energy was music. They ripped him off with his life's energy, and he found a way to take it all back, plus give other people their life energy back. So he was a bad guy. And look, when I say bad, I said because he using this thing, because you know bad says feminine man. Just for the wordplay, because you know I try to watch the words that I say. All right, I'm done rambling, man.
No, you're not rambling, Brother Braggs, as always. Appreciate it. And Jerry, great question. We didn't mean to overtake. Did you want to add something, brother?
Oh, no, I was just... you know, I asked my few questions, and I felt like all of that tied into it. So right now, I'm just going to back up and listen.
Man, it does, Jerry. All of this does tie into to the whole thing.
I have a question.
All of these... Go ahead, Scotty.
What do y'all know because there is a college that was established in 1883 called Belmont Abbey College here locally, and it is part of the Catholic Church. But I was like, I wonder who set that church up, because then I do know there's like a man, we were just talking about, you know, children. One of them homes that they run, the Catholic Church run for children, it's one of them called Sacred Hearts.
Orphanages, the one last guy, that's what you mean, orphanages?
Yeah, orphanages.
Boys,
thank you.
Girls' homes? Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's called Sacred Heart. I think they are established by the Jesuits. But Belmont Abbey College is of the Order of Benedict. It was founded by the Order of St. Benedict, also, and I thought this was interesting, known as the Black Monks. And it's a Catholic religious order. But again, I'm just tripping, though, as I read about all of this, going all the way back to Leo, Pope Leo. And you know, it's like, right, the connections, you know, we should tend to think about history like, oh, 1,000 years ago was a really long time, when really it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And remnants and systems still exist that was established way back then, but we don't see them for what they are. And so how much do y'all know about this particular order? Because I know nothing.
I've never heard of them, right offhand.
Order of St. Benedict.
Look, because you know what? I've got the what's called my Illuminati book. I'm going to get the name of that. I'm going to look in there and see what's in there on that. Because all those orders in that Illuminati, the bloodlines of the Illuminati, they go right through everybody. They tell you how, for instance, this is something that kills me. When you really start looking at religion in America, you got to look at the Mormons, too. We leave them out. But the Mormons got a lot to do with the Indian lands on that West Coast. They had to do with scrambling up all the that paper genocide. They got a lot to do with it. There's another branch of a different church. All of these different religious organizations that came to America, they came here and they all basically teamed up and subjugated the native population. Yep. That's basically what they did. And what they did, once they subjugated the native population, these Roman Catholics, popes, priests, bishops, they left their holy sees. When they leave a holy see, they leave the people to represent the Vatican in that spot. So then you get these friars and these popes and these priests to stay here and they hold on the land. Once they subjugated the natives, when they took the parents away, anybody that fought back, they either killed them or they sent them away, far away from here. Remember, people knew how to get back and forth. So if you're on your own land, somebody just take you around a block, you're going to come right back home. That's the problem that we had. You got to remember this. These people weren't from here. They couldn't grow anything. They didn't know how to do anything. They had to subjugate the population because they were dying and they were starving. Remember, they came up out of mad disease, too. That black plague was wrecking havoc on Europe when the Moors came over here. That's the same nasty warfare that they used on the indigenous when they came here. They brought that filthy, nasty disease on their bodies, and it killed off the indigenous because they came into a pristine environment out of the filth of
it. It was part of their bio-warfare. Exactly, brother.
Yes, sir.
Exactly,
these
brother
people Rice. Won't teach you. They won't teach you how things go. Perfume. Man, look, I was looking at alcohol the other day. Blows your mind. Alcohol. Devours the spirit and the body. Booze, ghoul, that's all alcohol. Trist me out.
Spirits.
Spirits, ghoul, booze, that's all the same thing. Spirits, ghoul, booze. A spirit that eats your body and your soul. Alcohol.
Yes. Man, it's phenomenal. And just to answer your question, Scotty, I heard of, but I gotta try to rehab because I'm not quite sure if it's the same Persian in group that I know. I don't think that I have. I don't know, but it's all probably tied in together. Hey, it's not really
what was
hard
that, what was that order, Dave? What was that order? I'm gonna see if I can find it right quick. What was that order he said?
Oh, the Order of Saint
Scotty
Benedict.
Said,
the Order of Saint Benedict?
Yes.
Oh, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen, everyone, hold on, everyone. Get ready to go to a commercial break. We'd love to hear from you. Jump in. Brother Braggs is here. We're here. You're here. We'd love to hear from you. Talk about some of the important things of 2016 and what do we see. But we're having a great Cando radio show for you. Don't hesitate. Jump in. Talk about anything. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You listen to Cando radio show.
brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, which is by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, then hit star, and we will see you in queue, and we will definitely go straight to you. We'd love to hear from you. And today is have open mic about what are you, some of the importance of 2016, what do you think? And then 2017, what do you think is going to be some relevant things? And that's just some of the things that we're talking about. So,
Dave,
Brother Braggs is there. Go ahead, Brother Braggs. What are you going to say? And Scotty?
Hey, look, I was just looking at this page of contents and potential in this book. I never looked at it like this before. Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. I'm just going to just give you a quick read of what I'm running at. Unnumbered page, Ted Kennedy's car at Chappaquiddick and his friendship with George Bush. Unnumbered page, JFK and RFK with Marilyn Monroe and JFK at the Great Pyramid Space. Unnumbered page, Illuminati's Mother of Darkness Castle. Unnumbered page, Scottie's right of Freemason promote Barbara Bush. Unnumbered page, Masonic Otto who uses Illuminati symbols with Barbara Bush. Charts showing how 25 presidents are closely related. Biological charts of Adam family. 13th Illuminati bloodline, America's Meridian presidents, Masonic presidents, Freemasons is led by the 13th bloodline, Rothschild bloodline, and U.S. presidents, an Illuminati organization chart seized by police, asterisk, Cliveden Estate, Roundtable Group signature and Aster guest book, William Blackhouse, Aster 1, Fabian Society logo, Nancy Shaw, Aster, Aster genealogical chart, Asters with Stalin, William Aster, and Gorbachev, George Bush, McGeorge Bundy, Alan Dulles, Senator Joseph McCarthy, Bundy genealogical chart, Illuminati letter by S.M.R.A. Magnus, Richard Nixon, and Congressman Reese. All of these boys are related, man.
Hey,
it's,
what?
It's kind of funny to me when you start looking at these boys real close. It's just one big fraternity, man. It's just one big brotherhood of brothers, man. On the outside, we're looking in. We can't see that they're friends, but they all connect.
Dave,
right.
Earlier you talked about how the Jesuits was training people to be in power, to be in politicians and grooming people. And the reason that I brought up Belmont Abbey and I looked them up to see what order they were associated with is because, peep this. Now, I stay up abreast on all everything that go on in my county where I live in politics because that controls everything else. And so I had Pete write this story that this guy who is the current board member of CEO of USA Inc. from this district, Patrick McHenry, had this internship program, like a summer internship program. It was for a number of months, and it was going to be paid for, too, right, by his office. That's taxpayers' money. And so what is an internship? But you grooming, you're going to, people apply, you put it out there to the public because you have to, whatever. But you already know who you're going to pick and all of that, and only certain people paying attention to it. Anyway, so, but then I was like, okay, he's giving this internship to Belmont, named them specifically, students of Belmont Abbey. Now, that kind of like got under my skin because I had actually was going to go to Belmont Abbey because they got a basketball team, and when I got out the military, I was going to go there because of that reason, but I ended up going somewhere else. But anyway, so I knew it was a private college. This isn't a public college. This is a Catholic church. This is
all private.
Yeah. So how are you going to be giving them some kind of freaking scholarship on our dime? You know what I'm saying? And you not offering it. And I said, and I wrote to him, and I posted in the on the Paper of Records website that wrote the article. I said, wait a minute, Gaston County has a public college, community college, Gaston College. I took some courses there. Why isn't this scholarship being extended to them as well? And then about a month later, they extended another scholarship to there. But this dude that's in office right now, or, you know, holding that board position down from this district to USA Inc., he's a graduate of Belmont Abbey. And Patrick McHenry, a lot of those Irish are Catholic. So my mind just clicking. You had me clicking, man, when you mentioned their role behind the scenes in grooming people and how they extend their power into the system.
Now, they don't just groom them. They put people in power positions. Just think of it as a big spider web that you don't see that web, but it's all over the place because that web is transparent. You can't see it, but it's all over the place.
Until you walk into it.
It's transparent. Just like he said, until you walk into it, you got the web all over you. That's when you know what's up then. You got to remember, they don't plan for like 30, 60 days. They plan for 100 years down the road. So they contingency plan, and out of chaos, they, you know what I'm saying? They do what they do. Control the narrative is really basically what they do. Control the narrative. He who writes the narrative, if you write the narrative and you create the disturbance, you come up with the solution for the narrative that you wrote, what did you really do? You orchestrated the whole scenario. Mastermind?
Huh? It's so true. Let me give you some Jesuit schools just in the United States. Some of the ones that you may have heard of but didn't know that they were Jesuit schools. Boston College, both Boston Colleges in Massachusetts. You have Fairview in Connecticut, Fordham University in New York City, Georgetown University. This is why I never liked the Hoyas. If you ever been to Washington, D.C., the only thing that you've seen in Georgetown, on Georgetown campuses, that was of any color, were those that are working there or on the basketball team. That was it. Georgetown, Gonzaga in Washington, the Jesuit School of Technology in Berkeley, Loyola Marymount, all of the Loyola schools in Chicago and Maryland and New Orleans, Marquette. You have where else? Xavier, University of San Francisco. You have Detroit Mercury. You have Seattle University. And why is this Seattle University so important? If you look at where these schools are, Georgetown, where's Georgetown? Where's Boston College? These are in the hubs of control from within the nation. Seattle is significant because of what? The technology sector that's there. And these schools are the Jesuit schools that are here. And all of those individuals, I won't say that you don't. And if you look at their worldwide schools, but all of the, every single program, higher education program, higher schooling, because that's all they do to you is school you, is charted by the Jesuits. Doesn't matter what school you go to. They won't be accredited unless the Jesuits authorize their accreditation. Means that they uphold what the Jesuits want to be propagated. Go ahead, Brother Brad.
You got to remember, whether we know it or not, we're living under Roman law. Ecclesiastical law. That's church law. That's papal bull doctrine. People don't talk about it, but that's what we live under. We still under the queen. We under the queen of England. She owns it. So when you look at all these secret colleges, these Jesuit colleges, who owns the most land in America? The Vatican. Who owns the most land on the planet? The Vatican. Because they left those priests and those friars behind the Holy See to claim the land. From rights of discovery. And the papal bull dumb beavers, all this go hand in hand. All of these laws that they tell you that are antiquated are still on the books. The 13th and the 14th Amendment, you really got to get with those. One of those got two clauses I found digging through some old stuff. Titles of nobility. It's supposed to be no titles of nobility in this government here in America. But see, that's what they left over in Britain. But because the bamboozle's so swift and so sweet, Britain never lost the war. They won the war. But you've been taught that they lost the war. But they didn't. And see, now you got to go behind me to Pete Gang. Because Britain is in complete control right now. Washington, D.C. being a seat of power for all corporations in America. But I'm going too far. Let me stop.
No, you're perfect. You perfect. Let me. It's so funny. Today I had posted some things. Let me give you a couple of things that I posted because I want to get to these couple of things that I thought were crucial. There was something that I posted out of Sputnik News today inside of BTR community. Okay, and didn't know where this conversation was. Didn't know how this was going to go, but I never really worry about it because I let the spirit take it. I go by the spirit of the law. So Sputnik News, here it comes. China Vatican ties. Here's what it says. China-Vatican ties. China wants the Vatican to mend fences with Beijing and ditch Taiwan. And if you look at the picture that they have of the Vatican, they have the obelisk that's there in the center of the square, and all of that whole thing that you're seeing in the Vatican. When it shows the Vatican City, is showing you their ritual practices right there if you only know what the message is that they're giving. Now, why is this so significant? Let me tell you why this is so significant. Russia and the Vatican, why the Holy See seeks cooperation with Moscow? This is another article. Russia and the Vatican, why the Holy See seeks cooperation with Moscow. Here's another thing that's significant that I posted inside of Tando today. Hold on real quick, and it all ties together. And I'm going to make the point why. One second, let me just pull this. Come back. I got to do this.
Okay. I want to tell you one more thing about the secret society since you got me on this kick right now. I usually don't mess with this one, but this one, it's a must know because my brothers need to hear this. It was a Masonic Knight Templar, W.J. Simmons, who revived the KKK in 1915. In 1866, the founders of the Ku Klux Klan were all ex-Confederate officers of Scottish descent. They were evidently part of the secret Scottish occult society called Society of the Horseman's Word, which had the widespread power in Scotland for many years. The oaths and rituals of the Klan were adapted from the horseman's ritual and ceremonies. Obviously, if the founders of the KKK knew the secret horseman ritual, they had to have been horsemen. Other secret societies, such as the White Rose and the Knights of the White Camellia, joined the KKK once they got going. A burning cross was the traditional Scottish way to call a clan to war, and is also a common KKK symbol. Just listen to what it's saying now. A burning cross was the traditional Scottish way to call a clan to war, and is also a common KKK symbol. The Illuminati have traditionally referred to themselves within their own ranks as the circle. The Greek word for circle, kuklos, was used with the word clan to create the derivative Ku Klux Close Clan. The 11th letter then is repeated 3x to refer to this group. Hopefully readers can catch on to the occult nature of how the KKK was named. The occult side of the KKK and Nazism is often overlooked by the establishment's literature and media. On the flip side, the abolitionist movement began with the Scottish Jacobians, conventioners, that's what the word is. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling. Conventioners in South Carolina and Tennessee about 25 years before opposition to slavery developed in the North. For instance, in 1800, a Southern conventioner minister, Alexander McLennard, hesitated to go to a New York congregation to preach because several of the members of the New York congregation had slaves. Slavery was still legal in New York. By 1815, the conventioners of the Scottish origin had helped create 18 emancipation societies. In 1826, there were 140 of these societies. Of course, after they got the ball rolling, other individuals and groups joined in. In 1820, the leader Scottish conventioner, anti-slavery leader John Rapkin, felt it was safer to make anti-slavery speeches in Kentucky and Tennessee than in the North. As a child, Abraham Lincoln lived in the heart of the anti-slavery movement. J.P. Morgan of the Scottish Morgan clan was an American banker of the Morgan Illuminati clan who was instrumental in helping to get the Civil War started. The radical Republicans, who were radical hardliners who wanted civil war and the abolition of slavery, was interestingly named Jacobians. After the bloodshed of the Civil War, the Republican Jacobians want to have more bloodshed in the form of black race riots in the South. only a few race riots occurred in the South after the war. President Johnson, who had taken over when Lincoln was assassinated, tried to disrupt the Jacobean plans for race riots. The goal of the Illuminati was to split America, and the best way was to agitate slavery into an issue. Colonel Edward Mandel House of the Illuminati, and whose father, Thomas W. House, was a Rothschild agent who got rich off the Civil War, wrote in his book, Philippi Drew Administrator of New York, 1919, page 119, in Cynical Europe, said that the North would have it appear that war had been fought for human freedom, whereas it was fought for money. It was an interesting concept to see appear in a book by a secret Illuminati member. In other words, it looked like there may have been a large Scottish role in the creation of the Civil War. How much role did the Knights Templar, the Horsemen, the Masons, the Rasputians, and other secret societies with strong Scottish ties have in the creation of America's most serious war? The author can say without a doubt that the war was a manufactured war. It was created, however, a complete study of how the secret societies who have ties back to Illuminati created it will probably never get done, although it would be interesting to lay all the pieces out. One last group to mention was the Knights of the Golden Circle, who were a secret society intimately connected with both the creation of the Civil War and the Ku Klux Klan. All right, man, I didn't mean to read all that, but it's just too interesting to stop, man. Y'all needed to hear that piece.
Man, phenomenal. Okay, listen, man, this is so critical. Now, what Brother Braggs, and it came in at the right point. The reason why I showed that the Vatican in China was significant. Now, why is that so significant? I'm gonna hurry up because we don't have much time, and this is critical. Something just majorly happened.
When you finish that, they went into China like gangsters. Man, look, this history thing, brothers, y'all got to get on the history. David's putting it to you. This history is gonna be what set us free. The history of the Constitution is gonna be ultimately what gives us our complete and total sovereignty and emancipation.
It's huge. Check this out. Listen, Henry Kissinger is putting everything together for Russia and China, excuse me, for Russia and the U.S. to have an appearance of cooperation under the celebrity figurehead of Donald Trump. Remember what Kissinger was all about. Remember where he comes from. Remember who the heck he is. He is the Nazi murderer of the past, the present, and the future. Okay.
He's instrumental,
and I posted that inside of Intando and BTR today. You have to read it. Here's the latest breaking news that is huge. Infuriated. China is infuriated. The U.S. to allow the Taiwanese president to travel through America. Let me tell you something. Back in the 90s, China almost went to war with the U.S. for allowing the Taiwanese president to go to his alma mater in the States. And this is going to break the camel's back of war. And everything is being set up like it has always been set up before. And what I think has happened is that Kissinger is trying. Remember when I told you that China and Russia goes to war against the U.S., I wouldn't be surprised if China and Russia go to war, because they're not really, they have mutual agreement right now because they have a mutual enemy that they're fighting, but they don't really align with each other at all. They've actually been enemies for a while. That is going to be the next big fight. And what's happening right now, the stage is being set by the same players using the same moves from the past. They're trying to, what's happening on the stage for everyone to see, but behind closed doors is something else that's happening. Here's what's happening in front of everyone's eyes. What it looks like is that there's a romantic relationship between Putin and Trump. And that's what the system wants. And it's being brokered by Kissinger. Why? Because they want to pull Russia away from China. Then China will be the aggressor and attack first. And let me tell you something. This is why they're instigating this whole thing, this one China policy. Here's what it says. Let me read you the article real quick, and this is huge. In my commentary on this, war for sure, and I said this is huge. The administration of Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen
has confirmed that she will pass through San Francisco and Houston during a diplomatic trip to Latin America. The news has again angered China, who has warned the U.S. not to allow the visit. The American institution in Taiwan and the U.S. mission in the land, island country has said, wow, that this visit is going to happen. Okay, this goes back to Mao, and even further back than Mao. This is, remember, when, this is why I played that one thing earlier this week that we played about China and this everything, because this is the war that's going to happen. It's going to happen in the South Sea of China. This is so huge. This is why. I mean, I want you to hear something really quickly. I'm going to cue something up, and it's 2 minutes. I want you to hear what a hedge fund manager said today on CNBC. I posted it inside of BTR. It's all of this stuff goes together, from the prostitution ring that they want to establish of young people to what we were talking about today, from Henry Kissinger to what you see was going on between the celebrity figureheads of Obama and Putin, and the overall war that's being engaged in there, as the U.S. has now put troops and battle equipment inside the Baltic states. And this whole thing is about to implode, because that's what the system wants. I want you to hear what this hedge fund manager says that I posted. Then there's another one. It's 2 minutes long from the writer of the Dodd-Frank, the celebrity figurehead, Bernie Frank. I don't want so much I can say about him and why this is, why he spoke right after this person. Let's hear this real quick. Here we go. One second, let me chew it up. Scotty, we got another show coming on after this. Could I get 2 minutes? One second. Bear with me. You want to hear this, and then you'll start to put this all together. Hey, Scotty, you there? You can unmute yourself real quick. Okay, that's okay.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Don't forget, all these years these boys had undercover, they've been having a lobbyist group for the last 20-some years, lobbying for man and boy love. This is an undercover stuff.
Yeah, exactly. This is what it, you see, you caught what I was saying. You caught what I was saying, that all of this perversion that's happening is directed and designed. You're absolutely right, brother. Okay, here we go. Hold on a second, brother. Back. Here we go. Right. Listen closely to what is being said here. Well, go ahead, Brother Bagman, until we get it.
Yeah, I was just saying, for the last 20-some years, they got a group in Washington. They've been lobbying for man and boy love. That's all part of this other thing, man. If you go back, I'm telling you, because history, all this shit right here, you ain't wrong, Jack. And you right in the holiday. Look when they made the announcement. They made the announcement right around Saturnella, didn't they?
Okay, hold on, Brother Bax. Hold on, Brother Bax. Listen, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
The only thing that Putin understands is hard force. He's the thug. And you can't talk nicely to him and expect him to behave himself and do what you want him to do. And both previous presidents, Obama and George Bush before him, tried that, and it didn't work. What Putin understands is real hard power, and so these sanctions that are currently have been put in place and past sanctions that have been put in place are effective. They don't change his behavior, but what they do is they create a consequence for his bad behavior. And if you don't create a consequence for his bad behavior, then that gives him the green light to do whatever he wants, and he's got a lot of bad things planned.
He's got a lot of bad things planned. Still, like what?
Well, basically, if you listen to his speeches, he has said repeatedly that the breakup of the Soviet Union was the single greatest geopolitical disaster. And so in his mind, he wants to reconstitute in some way the Soviet Union. He wants to take back various countries that are now independent. And the three countries that are most relevant to us in America and elsewhere that are independent are the Baltic states, these three little countries in the Baltics, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. These countries are members of NATO, and we have a treaty obligation to defend them, and at the same time, Putin wants them back. And the same way, he wanted Crimea back, he took it, in the same way as he wants Ukraine back, in the same way as he wants a lot of places back. And he'd like to redraw the maps of the world. And if he does that, it creates all sorts of knock-on effects, many of which we don't want to ever contemplate, like do we or do we not go to war for these little countries in the Baltics against Russia, and other terrible choices like that that none of us ever...
Do you honestly think you'd make a play for either one of those countries, or some, or all of them?
Well, I don't think he'd make a play with tanks rolling into Riga and Latvia, because he understands that that would cause immediate...
it would require a military reaction.
It would require that. But that's not how he did things in Ukraine, in Crimea. In Crimea, they sent in what they called little green men. They had a bunch of mercenaries and criminals and other types of characters who were effectively members of the Russian military without their military insignia on their uniforms, without their license plates on their cars. And they effectively took over the country, and then afterwards they then said it was a takeover. But, you know, Russia likes to play what we call asymmetric games, where they put in plausibly deniable people, they do cyber attacks, they do all sorts of stuff that are not sort of in the textbook of what a military invasion is, and they hope that doesn't then trigger a NATO reaction. And I'm sure that Putin will play those types of games. That's the kind of stuff he does. He will do that.
What's the chess game, though, that Putin is playing by not retaliating in what would have been an expected fascist expelling 35 U.S. diplomats from Russia, which was actually proposed by Lavrov? I mean, it almost seemed like it was an elaborate act that they had coordinated, that Lavrov would propose expelling 35 in response to us expelling 35, and then Putin would come out and say, you know what, we're not going to do that, and in fact, we wish the American people a Happy New Year.
Well, so basically, Putin he's had a big gift in Hillary Clinton not being elected, because Donald Trump has said openly that he wants to restore relations with Putin. He's indicated or hinted at the idea that he's going to withdraw sanctions against Putin. And I should point out that these sanctions that are currently in place are absolutely devastating to Russia. The current sanctions from Ukraine that are put in place by Obama a while ago are devastating to Putin. And his big objective and his long-term play is to get rid of those sanctions because his autonomy is suffering. And it's hard for him to run a huge military operation, which he's doing in different places, and pay social expenditures and have the sanctions in place. So this sanctions he wants lifted. He thought he had a clean run to the sanctions being lifted based on Donald Trump's indications. And all of a sudden, yesterday, Obama put a huge spanner in the works by basically creating these new sanctions, and these sanctions about how Trump was elected. And so Trump is kind of in a corner now, because if the sanctions, if he lifts the sanctions, he's going to look pretty bad in Washington. And so Putin didn't want to put him into a corner further by retaliating, because there'd be no way he could lift the sanctions if Putin retaliates, kicks out a bunch of U.S. diplomats, and does a lot of other nasty things. And so Putin is buying
There's two ways to deal with a bully, right? Which is, number one, you can ignore him and hope that they sort of just kind of stop bullying you, or two, you can presumably stand up to them, you know, and have a physical confrontation and sort of hope that it plays out in your favor that way. Are you suggesting that maybe the sanctions are the wrong way to go, because Vladimir Putin is not the kind of guy that's just going to go away? If you poke him, he's going to poke you harder.
Well, I think that the sanctions are exactly the right thing to do to Putin, because anyone who's dealt with a bully knows that if you don't do anything, they'll keep on punching you every day when you go to school. You know, that this guy, he just looks... this. And let's be serious here. You know, this is a country, Russia is a country with an economy the size of Italy. We're immensely more powerful than him. If we stand up to Putin, he will back down. And so the idea that we're just going to, like, appease him, and we all know what appeasement does. If you look back in history, appeasement never works. You don't ever try to appease dictators.
Right.
You have to contain dictators. You know, this is what the famous British politician Neville Chamberlain did with Hitler. He said, he went and cut a deal with Hitler, so you could have this and have that, and they'll be peace in our time. And that was the single most historic mistake ever. And I believe that appeasing Putin is a similar thing.
Okay, so I won't have time. Scott, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
You know, they still fighting about...
Hold on one second, Brother Bragg. One second, Brother Bragg. I'm going to go right to you. Scotty, do we have like 2 minutes? Because I want Brother Bragg to say some things. We got like 2 minutes? Will we have...
Yeah, oh, tape five.
Okay.
Tape five.
Okay. We got to wrap. What's that?
I said tape 5 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Bragg. Let's try to do this in 2 minutes because I see your message, Scotty. Let's do 2 minutes. Go ahead,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Bragg.
I was just saying this, Dad. All Putin is doing is fighting about land that was contractually gotten during World War II. All he's doing is reaching for the same thing that they want to, because remember, in World War II, they would have lost the war. Once the Nazis went into Russia, that's when the ass-kicking began, because the Blitzkrieg ran out in Russia, because the Russians, they shit was blood for blood. Listen to the shit I'm saying, though. Just like in secret society, these boys were screaming, this is what the Russians were screaming, blood for blood. You kill my countrymen, I kill your countrymen. You take my land, take my blood. That's all I got to say. You got to, that's history, man. And look, all it is the blueprint for the future. That's all history is.
Yeah, and I want to end it here. Well said, Brother Rags. This is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to play this for a reason, because this is the trend that's going to happen. It's red. And what I mean by red is ritual invoked murder. It's what is going to be happening now. This whole thing is about to change. Much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbyes. I'll see you later. And I definitely appreciate and love you all and look forward to working with you all in the future. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. Peace, peace. We'll be right back.